All right. Good morning.
Sino nagmamahal kay Lord?
Yan, yan. Today is what they call Palm Sunday. So next Sunday is Easter. We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, ang ating Panginoon at tagapagligtas. And I hope you bring a friend next Sunday because we're going to have a very exciting resurrection celebration. And dramatize the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. So I hope nakakatulong ang mga topics na ito sa inyo. And I hope nakapunta kayo sa Dulos Hope na ship. Sino sa inyo nakapunta sa Dulos Hope sa ship? Yeah, good. Yeah, we went there. We've had some really good workshop seminars on board. And again with us today, we have four of the crew, international crew from the Dulos Hope. Palakpakan natin sila. I don't know if I can, Mitch, but one of the IT guys there is Hunter, and he's from the United States. Yeah, Hunter is, in fact, he came here nung isang araw, tumingin sa, sumilip siya sa mga internet issues natin. And next to him is Jacob from Finland. Okay, he's from Finland. Yeah. That mean you're Finnish? It's Finnish. Okay. Are you true? Okay, are you done? That's a joke in the Philippines. Pag sinabing Finnish, tapos na. But he's from Finland, and he's with his wife here, Mrs. Javier. Anong first name mo ulit? Yeah, she's from San Juan, La Union, originally. At sila ay na, naging sila, oh, asawa ni Jacob. And also Martin, who's mainly from the United Kingdom. So Martin is here, and we're so happy that you chose to be with the Champions community this morning. And I hope that we'll be an encouragement to you. I hope that you can be an encouragement sa mga, to our brothers and sisters in this church. So I'm very sorry if it's part Tagalog and part English, but I'm sure you'll be able to follow along pretty well. And I'll just go part English and part Tagalog. Is that okay with everybody? Yeah. Okay, so last week, we talked about desire. Everybody has desires in our hearts, things that we want. And some of them became evil, but they started out good. Ibig sabihin, mayroong desire, mayroong hunger or thirst sa ating kaluluwa, which is actually a God-given desire or a God-given need. Pero naging toxic because we go about trying to fulfill that need sa maling paraan. Balikan natin ang first man and woman, si Adam and Eve, in the Garden of Eden. Anong tukso ni Satan kay Eva? Binigay siya ng dalawang pain. And yung isa, sabi niya, if you eat from the tree of knowledge, which God said, do not feast yourself doon. Kasi nag-provide ng Diyos ng tree of life. That's actually the life of Christ. But He said, do not eat from the tree of knowledge about good and evil. Hindi mo kailangan yun. Just trust me and do it my way. Ang pain ni Satan para ma-attract si Eva doon sa tree of knowledge was two things. One, he said, you'll be wise. What's wrong with that? Hindi naman masama, di ba? Hindi niya sinabi niya, if you eat this, you'll be a fool. Sige nga, gawin mong... No, hindi niya sinabi niya, don't, he didn't say make a foolish decision. He said, if you eat this, you'll become wise. And then the second thing, is sabi niya, if you'll eat this, you'll become like God. Again, hindi ba magandang desire yun? Di ba ang Diyos nilikha niya ang si Eva in His own likeness? So it was actually a part of God's will that Eve is like God. So the bait of Satan seemed to be okay. It's a good desire to want to be wise. It's a good desire to want to be more like God. Hindi po ba? So bakit doon inalok ni Satan ang mga ganoon? He didn't say, if you eat the tree of, from the tree of knowledge, you'll be a fool like me. evil. No, he said, you'll be like God, you're good, you'll be wise. The thing is, the temptation was to eat from this tree, nasabi ng Diyos, huwag, and try to become wise, and try to become like God, independent from God, disconnected from God. Have your needs and your desires fulfilled in your own way, disregarding what God said. So you see how a pretty good desire can become toxic, can become an evil desire. And then we go on, even Jesus talked about greatness. Sabi ni Jesus, if you have a desire to become great. Now, hindi niya sinabi niya mali yung desire na yun. In fact, Jesus is actually telling people how to become great. Sabi niya, if you want to be great, you can, but it's not the way you think. Where marami magsuserve sa'yo. The way to go up is to humble yourself and become a servant to others. So, you see how the desire or yung intention na maging great, na umangat, hindi naman yun, desire na yan is masama. But to try to become great in the worldly way, the anti-God way, yan ang magiging maling desires or evil desires, selfish desires. And then you go look at other things, other desires, like maybe the desire to have abundance, financial resources. Sino sa inyo may desire na mag-expand ang iyong finances? You know, to have more, to increase, to overflow even. Magandang desire yun. Pero the Bible repeatedly says that you should love the provider, not the provision. Kuha nyo. We don't serve money, kundi ang money should serve us while we serve God. And the Bible says it's okay to have a desire for resources for God's purpose. Pero maling desire kung naging love of money. E doon nagiging poisonous and bitter root of all kinds of evil. Hindi naman evil ang pera, but the root of all evil is when minamahal ang pera. Another, I know you all have this desire for love life. Diba? I want to find that someone, yung lifetime partner ko. And hindi naman masama na may desire for a partner. Or may desire for the opposite sex. Or may desire to be loved. Hindi naman masamang intention yun. God-given yun. It's not good for man to be alone. Pinakaloob talaga ni God yung DNA natin to have a love life. Kaso lang, when our love life is where we're looking for our emotional needs to be fulfilled from a human, na iniisip mo na siya, she will complete me. What about God? No. You and me against the world. Yung mga love life na naging sobrang exclusive, yung parang feeling mo na this person is what I need. I'll die without her. Have you ever been love struck like that? Sino, come on, be honest. You became crazy in love, no? Tapos stupid love. Yung parang naging sobrang head over heels in love na parang wala ka na makikitang common sense. We just go away and go to bed kahit walang commitment. And that is when it becomes a wrong desire. Na akala mo, the sexual pleasure will fulfill you. It won't. Akala mo, this other person will meet all of your needs. She won't. He won't. He cannot. Even the desire for pleasure. Actually, God wants us to enjoy and to have pleasure. Psalm 16:11, that in God's presence, there's fullness of joy. And there's pleasures forevermore. Yung nananatiling pleasure. So hindi naman masama na may desire tayo for pleasure. But when it's outside of God's will, that becomes an evil desire na it will enslave you. It will trap you. And marami pa, nabanggit ko na ilan na, but there's marami pang mga desires na actually God-given. Pero once na naging toxic, it will actually poison you. Na parang yung pansit na napakasarap. Sino mahilig sa pansit? Yung special na maraming gulay. Pero yung pansit na yan na masarap, what happens pag naging panis na? Pag napanis na, ibig sabihin, it can give you food poisoning. So the good desire, yung masarap, ay pwedeng maging dangerous sa atin. Yung nanay at tatay ko, hindi sila ganun ka-discerning pagdating sa internet usage. So madalas na may magpa-pop up, kasi kung saan sila ang sila mga websites, and then may magpa-pop up, alam mo naman yung mga ads. And the advertisement would say something like, beware, your computer has virus. Actually, wala. Pero nananakot. Your computer has virus and da-da-da-da-da, it will crash, we will... But thanks to this product, if you click here and agree and put your credit card, kung ano-ano, we will clean your computer, it will run faster, it will... All these lies. Alam mo yung mga ganon? Na in fact, actually, once you click that, thinking na ang offer nito will make your computer clean and run more effective, efficiently, actually, yan ang nagpapabagal eh. Yan ang mismong sila ay nanggaling yung virus o yung tinatawag na Trojan o yung mga advertisements lalo. Pag nag-click ka ng email na unsubscribe, ay, alam na nila na buhay kang tao. Kaya, marami pang mga susunod na mga spammers and scammers na magkukontakt sa iyo. And this is the way Satan works. He's trying to offer you a solution to the need or the problem na siya ang nag-create. Siya ang nagbigay ng gulo. Siya ang nag-tempt sa iyo. And then he's gonna offer you something which will... spiral ng buhay mo farther away from the will of God. Tingnan natin sa Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 13. Look over here where God says, my people have done two evil things. Okay? And actually in 2024, ito pa rin ang nangyayari. My people have done two evil things. Number one, they have abandoned me. The source, underline the words, the source of life-giving water. Ang Diyos ang source. He's where we should fill up our lives. And yet, pinabayaan, eh sinantabi siya. They abandoned me, and that's the wrong thing, is to ignore God. Ignore that He has provision for you. He will provide relationship. He'll provide security. He'll provide self-esteem. He'll provide finances. And He's the provider. Not just for mga ibon at mga bulaklak, kaya nang sinabi ni Jesus, He's gonna provide lalo na sa kanyang mga anak. But sabi ni God dito sa Jeremiah, they abandoned me, the source. And then, the next thing is, they have dug their own wells. Mga balon. They're broken wells that cannot hold water. It's not a physical well. We're talking about people. Ang buhay natin ay katulad ng container nito. And we go around to our schooling, and we say, education, education, fill me up. And then we go over here to career, give me, you know, significance sa career. And then we come over here to love life, relationship. You fill me. I need love. Ikaw ang magmamahal sa akin. Ikaw ang magsusupply sa akin ng finances. Ikaw ang magsusupply sa akin ng importance. And we go all around life looking for something to fill up our container. And the Bible says in Jeremiah that those broken cisterns cannot hold water. They're broken. Parang yung base na ito. Mag-contain lang siya ng tubig, pero sandali lang. Very temporary. It cannot hold water kasi broken. Yung attempt ng world to fill you up will never satisfy you. Yung inaalok ni Satan sa'yo, mali, you know, disconnected from God, sa labas ng kanyang kalooban, this will never satisfy. It cannot, it will not, never. Just like, ang feeling ko, parang nung nabanggit ko last week na, bumili ako ng 75,000 pesos worth of a gadget called the Apple Newton. This was back in the early 90s. And akala ko, I'll be the important high-tech gadget guy. Akala ko itong Apple Newton, it's like a little, before laptops, you know, hindi pa naging sikat ang mga, this was just a small thing, wala pang smartphone, pero akala ko this will, and after I bought that, I don't even know how to use it properly. And then weeks lang, hindi years, weeks lang, nalaman ko, flop itong produkto sa market, at discontinued na kaagad. Ibig sabihin, naging obsolete din ako. Akala ko, I'll be the smart guy, the cutting edge technology. Ako'y naging fool and wasted so much money on what? On a wrong pursuit. Siguro yung desire ko, naging selfish, naging prideful. And I don't know about you, but Jeremiah talks about abandoning the real source, the source of security and provision and significance, and then start to dig your own way. Isaiah chapter 55, verse 1 and 2 says, why waste your money on what really isn't food? Why work hard for something that doesn't satisfy? Diba? Diba nagagastos tayo eh? For something, not just physical food, pero something na akala natin, yan ang magpapasatisfy sa akin. If I chase this, never mind si God, Sunday na lang, kita kits Lord, pero dito, Monday to Saturday, buhay ko ito. I'm gonna chase my dreams. I'm gonna do what I think is best. Hindi naman masama yung hilig. Hindi naman ako nananakit. Hindi naman ako nasasaktan ng ibang tao. Hindi naman kasalanan yung aking, ano bang masama sa paghanap buhay. Diba? We always have these ways to defend yung ating pag-stiff arm kay Lord to pursue our own desires, independent from God. And yet, it cannot satisfy. You're wasting money and time and effort pursuing some things na akala mo yan ang makakapag-satisfy sa'yo. Have you ever experienced what I'm talking about? Sino sa inyo nakaka-relate? Parang you ever feel torn between two lovers? Alam mo, yung isang love is you love the Lord, but then you also love the attractions of the world. Well, it says in James chapter 4, verse 1, that this conflict, itong battle, na itong digmaan within our own soul, it begins inside of you as you fight to have your own way. Are you reading this with me? The battle is inside you because lumalaban ka, you want your own way. And to fulfill your own desires. You jealously want what others have. So you begin to see yourself as better than others. Ito, comparison. Comparison. And then he says, you selfishly, to obtain selfishly what you crave. You don't obtain what you want because you won't ask God for it. Hindi ka lumalapit sa source of your needs. And if you ask, you won't receive it, for you're asking with corrupt motives. seeking to fulfill your own selfish desires. Sabi niya, it's an unholy relationship with the world. Don't you know that flirting with the world's values places you at odds against God? Mga things that akala mo, ito makakapag-satisfy. Add to cart. Ang bilis na mag-add to cart. Shopee pa more na akala mo, ito ang magkukomplete. Pagdating, una, ang pangit naman ng packaging. Pangalawa, sira na, kailangan ibalik. Number three, even if ayos yung item, hindi yan ang magiging fulfillment ng buhay mo. Masarap yung pag-open lang ang packaging, after that, itinatabi na, hindi man nagagamit eh. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe what you think will satisfy you is the attention and the mentions on social media. Pag maraming nag-like sa post ko, yung picture ko, the one out of 30 pictures na perfect yung angle, perfect yung pag-brush up ng editing, and then hopefully maraming magla-like. I want to be admired. Nakala mo yun ang magbibigay sa iyo ng self-esteem. O kaya you want to win this contest or sa competition or kuha ng trabaho sa ibang bansa. Baka makabahay at lupa. Akala mo, yan ang number one. Pag makabahay at lupa na, solve na ako. Satisfied na. At least my family will have something na baba. At least pag makatapos ng kurso, yung mga anak ko, then solve na ako doon. There's always something more na akala mo, pag if you have that thing, maybe that degree or that business, then that will be all that you need. So that you can be happy. And actually, they don't. It doesn't. Even maging beautiful ka physically, talented, successful, mayaman. Sa totoo lang, kung hindi mo alam ang purpose mo sa buhay, kahit magpapalit ka ng trabaho mo, hindi pa rin magiging satisfied ka. Kung sakaling na you are one and you feel so unloved, you just feel like no one loves me, I'm not worthy. Actually, even if you get married, that will not make you secure. You will just bring whatever toxic personality you have into the marriage. Even if you could earn an extra 10,000 pesos a month on top of what, that will not fix materialism or selfish spending. No matter how much additional money comes in, that will never make you a generous person. Kahit may bonus ka, hindi ito kayang gamutin ang gambling habit. If you have a low self-esteem, even if you have 6 beers a night, you won't feel better about yourself. You don't get real confidence with intoxicating yourself. Kung ikaw ay mamuhay na you feel guilty, you feel unworthy sa harapan ng Diyos, religion and attending church will not solve that. Just doing religious rituals will not make you have an intimate relationship with God. So mga kapatid, I want to get to the heart of the matter. You gotta understand this. Only Jesus can satisfy the longings of our soul. I want you to watch this video. This is from the Bible. It's a dramatized video of John chapter 4. When Jesus met a woman, itong babae nito ay napaka immoral. She's got naka 5 husbands na. Tapos, at this time, na kausap niya si Jesus, may ka-live-in pa. So this woman is very sexually used up. She's very loose. Wala siyang parang morals, and probably everyone in the town knows about it. And watch how Jesus loves and talks to her.
I say if you knew who I am, you'd be asking me for a drink.
Really?
And I would give you living water.
Would, except that you have nothing to throw water with, and this is a deep well. Besides, what do you need from me if you have your own supply of living water?
Wrong story.
But Jewish water is better than Samaritan water. Hmm?
That's not what I said.
Are you a better man than our ancestor Jacob, who dug this well? Your water is better than his?
I know Jacob. And everyone who drinks this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks the water that I give him will never be thirsty again.
Wouldn't that be nice?
The water I give will become in a person a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
Really?
Yes, really. That it won't matter where you worship, but only that you do it in spirit and truth. Heart and mind, that is the kind of worshiper he's looking for. It won't matter where you're from or what you've done. It would be good if you believed me.
You picked the wrong person.
I came to Samaria just to meet you. Do you think it's an accident that I'm here in the middle of the day?
I am rejected by others.
I know. But not by the Messiah.
Samia, the Messiah will not reject you. This woman, naka limang asawa na. And I'm sure na kung tatanungin mo siya, ano nangyari? Bakit ang dami mong asawa? I'm sure, so, you know, nahihiya naman, siguro. Pagsagot niya, she might have a good reason or explanation. Maaring sasabihin niya, what you often hear, yung first wife kasi, or yung first husband, you know, we were just very young. Nag-asawa ako na hindi ko alam kung anong ginagawa ko, kaya hindi nag-work out. And then how about number two? Well, meron din siyang explanation doon. Eh, lasinggero kasi yung number two. So I had to break up. And then the third one is, well, he left me sa kabilang may babae siya. Yung next one is, nananakit kasi siya. Eh, sinasaktan yung mga anak ko. Kaya, so eh, I'm sure there's always something. The point is, she was going from one relationship that did not satisfy her, then to another relationship. Probably she's hoping. Wala namang babae na I hope will be divorced after. You know, I hope hindi matutuloyan. No, of course she wants a right and good family. Sigurado yan eh. Tapunta sa susunod na relationship. Wala rin. Hindi pan kahit saan siya tumingin, kahit saan siya naka-connect, no fulfillment, no progress, nothing that had God's favor on it. Nakalimang asawa na, tapos itong kalivin niya, number six. Take note. She's living with number six na significant other sa buhay niya. You know what the number six in the Bible represents? The number of man. Panglupa. The number of the world. One number na kulang sa next number, which is the number seven. Na alam mo na siguro, 777. The number of God, the number of heaven, which means completeness, wholeness, 70 times 7. So, five husbands, one live-in, and then this day, dumating si Jesus sa buhay niya, the seventh man, the complete, the true satisfier for her soul, the real one that loved her. Only the way Jesus can be loved. So write this down, that my real thirst, my real thirst is only satisfied by Jesus on the inside. John 7, verse 37, ang sabi ni Jesus, anyone who is thirsty, ibig sabihin yung heart mo, hindi pa satisfied, hindi pa na-quench yung desires mo. Anyone who is thirsty, na ganun, may come to me, and anyone who believes in me may come and drink. The scripture declares, rivers of living water will flow from his heart. Bakit flow from his heart? Because ipakakaloob ng Diyos sa iyong puso, not just some water, but the water of life mismo. Si Jesus mismo ang magiging the source of water, the source of living water, living inside of you. Kaya sabi ni Jesus, hindi mo kailangan na punta na every day to get water. I will be inside of you, supplying you with everything you need to be fulfilled. And then Revelation chapter 21 verse 6, to all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. 22:7, if you are thirsty, come. If you want life-giving water, come and take it. It's free. Diba mahilig ang Pilipino sa free? Sinong hindi mahilig sa free? This is a free gift, mga kapatid. Just like what I shared last week. Na, yeah, come on, you want to clap? Give the Lord a big hand clap. You know, it's free. It's called grace. Even the desire mismo, yung pagnanais na gumawa ng tama, hindi manggagaling sa atin, kundi galing sa Diyos. Siya ang magbibigay ng mga desires para sa iyong puso. And then over here again in Isaiah 44:3, I will give water to the thirsty land and make streams flow on the dry ground. Dry ground is yung dry. Yung hindi nagfulfill sa'yo. And he says, I will pour out my spirit on your children. Ganda nun, huh? And my blessing on your descendants. Psalms 107, verse 9. He satisfies the longing soul, and the hungry soul he fills with good things. Oh, the Lord is a provider. He's a giver, not a taker. He will supply and not drain. Hello. God wants to be the one to fulfill you. But here we are looking everywhere else for love in all the wrong places. We're trying to find love from people that can never love you the way you need to be loved. Bakit? Kasi mismong sila, dahil nangangailangan ng love din eh. Even your spouse, you know, I have a great wife. She's very loving. Bambi's a great wife, and she loves me, but she doesn't love me perfectly. Why? Because she needs love also, which I'm not able to provide her perfectly. Bakit? I'm not supposed to. Ang Diyos, He created Bambi to be the number one source and supply of love for her, not me. I'm number two. And God can use me to deliver His love to her. But I'm not the source for my wife. You know, the reason we call God Father, it's not because He's a man. It's because the word Father means the source. He's the source of. He's the source of everything. God is love. He's the source of love. And I know that God will be the one to fulfill my needs. So I don't demand or expect Bambi has to love me perfectly, because I know maliban kay or bukod kay Bambi at love niya ay binibigay sa akin, I can download love every day from my Father, my true source. Everybody say true source. What is your true source? I want you to look at and listen to some of these stories of people, real people right here among us today. And how they have longings and desires and learned na hindi makukuha ito kung saan-saan, kundi sa Diyos manggagaling ang kanilang fulfillment.
Dati, hindi ko mahanap yung satisfaction na gusto ng puso ko. Kung saan-saan ako naghahanap, akala ko makukuha ko ito sa ibang tao, mga bagay at lugar. Binaliwala ko yung offer sa akin na pagmamahal ni Lord at umalis ako ng church. Umasok ako sa maling relasyon at gumawa ng mga bagay na hindi ka nais-nais. Mga sexual na gawain na akala ko magsasatisfy ng puso ko. Pero mas lalo lang pala akong masasaktan at masisira. Kaya I decided na umuwi. Humingi ako ng kapatawaran kay Lord at nakipag-reconcile. Ngayon, masasabi ko, nag-e-enjoy na ako sa relationship ko sa Kanya. Na-realize ko na yung satisfaction na hinahanap ng puso ko ay matatagpuan ko lang sa Kanya. And now, I am fully satisfied with the love of the Lord.
Before I have this mindset na kapag employed ka sa government agency, secured na yung future mo considering na yung benefits na makukuha and then yung security of tenure. That leads me to apply sa government agencies. Ko yung heart ko before was, yun nga, para maka-earn ng maraming pera, para makapag-travel, gano'n, yung mga pansariling desires. But yung hinahanap ng heart ko na satisfaction is hindi nabibigay ng pera, hindi nakukuha sa pagiging employed sa isang government agency. Until I started working here sa church and I feel na yung ginagawa ko is para kay Lord, yung nakapag-satisfy sa akin, doing the will of God. Ginagawa ko ito para mag-glorify yung pangalan niya and yun yung nagbibigay ng satisfaction ko about the assurance and about the security na hinahanap ng heart ko.
During my high school years, may napanood akong banda and na-amaze ako kung paano sila hiyawan ng mga tao. Sa college, talagang gumawa ako ng sarili kong banda, naghanap ako ng mga kagrupo ko, at ang goal ko lang is maging famous. Parang nagiging satisfaction ko na eh, kapag sikat ka, may pera ka, marami kang kaibigan, gusto ko rin yung hiyaw, yung applause ng mga tao. And then, buti na lang, napunta ako sa church na to, nung sumali ako sa worship team unti-unti, na nabago yung desire ko, imbes na pasikatin ko yung sarili ko, I am now on the mission para pasikatin yung pangalan ni God. Ang nagfe-feel ng satisfaction ko now is, una, isang pananatili ko sa house ni God. Number two, yung pagsiserve ko sa Kanya. And number three, si God mismo. Napaka-importante, si God mismo at ang Kanyang mga salita through devotion. Yun.
May longing ako before sa aking puso na to become loved and accepted. Na hindi ko rin ito nahanap sa aking pamilya. And yun, hinanap ko ito sa aking barkada. May inoffer sila sa akin, minom, gumamit ng marijuana. And then, tinake ko yung offer nila na yun dahil gusto ko nga maging accepted. And then one time, may nag-invite sa akin dito sa Champions Community. Until such time, dito ko na-encounter si Lord. Dahil naranasan ko na yung love and acceptance ni Jesus, na unti-unti itong nawala. Mga ginagawa ko before, like pagbibisyo, pag-iinom, paggamit ng marijuana. And then, natanggal yun lahat dahil sa na-encounter ko si Jesus. And masasabi kong, only Jesus can satisfy my soul.
A blessed Sunday sa ating lahat. Pagka-graduate na pagka-graduate ko, naisipan kong mag-apply as a call center agent. I want that feeling of satisfaction to prove to myself na kaya kong mamuhay independently. So ito na, naka-apply na ako, nakapasok na ako sa CITEL. Siyempre, din na rin ako nakakapag-church. Oo, sarili ko ang sahod ko. Living independently, pero dahil stressful ang work ko, bumalik ulit ako sa paninigarilyo. Kasi nga, ang mga kasama ko rin, mga smokers. Uminom na rin ako ng alak. Doon pa ako nagkabato. Nagka-kidney stone ako. So lahat ng ipon ko, pumunta lang sa gamot. Kaya sabi ko, din ako makakatagal dito. Kala ko kung mararanasan ko yung mamuhay independently, magkakaroon ako ng sense of satisfaction, pero nagkamali ako. The only way to have a true satisfaction is living in the center of God's will.
Alright, come on. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Thank you, Lord, for changing the hearts of your people. You know, even me, di ba nabanggit ko last week na I had this honest desire at first to serve God. Pero eventually, naging to the point na sabi ko, Lord, ayoko ng will mo. Gusto ko yung gusto ko. And I had this struggle for quite some time na ang desire ko, hindi naman sinful, hindi naman ako gustong maging rebellious kay Lord. But I just, wala akong gana na sumunod sa kalooban ng Diyos. Until I started to realize this is wrong. Kasi if I do my own way, mapapahamak ako sa buhay ko, yung direction na sarili kong direction. Mapapahamak talaga. So I cried out to the Lord. Sabi ko, Lord, change my desires. I don't want your way, but I would like to want your way. Please make me want to want what you want. Does that make sense? And I prayed for that. I asked, that was my number one prayer request. Yung season ng buhay ko. Say, Lord, I deeply desire na ang attraction ko, ang nakakapag-fulfill sa akin is kalooban mo. Wala nang iba. And the Lord will answer a prayer like that. I guarantee you. Kasi nung nasa San Fernando ako, before pumunta ako dito sa San Fernando, I was 1990 sa Baguio City. Ang gaan ng buhay doon kasi malamig, maraming kaibigan. Mayroon akong condominium sa mismong Session Road. Sa katapat lang doon sa other side ng Session Road is yung office. So every day, kain, coffee, punta sa office, balik. Parang ang dali, ang gaan. Parang ganda ng routine kaya. Never na napawis ako kasi malamig doon. And yet, I know God is calling me to plant a church dito sa San Fernando. And at first, okay, exciting. Nung dumating ako dito, ayoko kasi yung mga tao dito, hindi ganun ka-friendly, lalo na pag tagalabas ka. And talagang tagalabas ako, halata. So yung mga tao, walang natitiwala, walang nakikinig sa akin. Ang hirap makipagkaibigan na sa mga tao, lalo na pag sinabi mga missionary, ay, Katolik ba? Ay, hindi. Walang, sarado. Ano ka, Mormon? Ganito. So, ang hirap, wala. Kasi, starting from scratch. Hindi ako pwedeng sabihin, may kasi magtatanong, asan ang church mo? Eh, wala akong church. It's just me and another guy. Hindi ako pwedeng sabihin na, we have this place, we have this school. Wala nang ganyanan. So, walang naniniwala sa akin. Bata pa ako, binata pa. Tsaka, basta it was hard. I don't like it. I was tired of this place. I hated living in San Fernando. And then, I just made the decision, Lord, it's not my will, but your will be done. I will follow you no matter what it feels like. And you know what happened? Over some months, it took not just one click, but over some months, less than a year, maybe 6, 8, 10 months, God started doing a supernatural miracle in my heart. And I began to love living in San Fernando. Naging excited ako araw-araw. I would even meet new people. And I would feel like, okay to, marami na akong kakilala dito. I started to enjoy. Dati gusto kong lagi sa Baguio. Ito, na ayoko na pumunta sa Baguio. Dito lang sa San Fernando. To the point na ang feeling ko, San Fernando ay pinakamagandang lugar sa buong Pilipinas. And I really believe that until now. And that's what God did sa akin. He just gave me a gift of new right desires. What would your life be like if God gifted you with new and right desires? Let's be specific. Kung kaya ng Diyos na baguhin yung aking pagnanais, don't you think, pagnanais patungkol sa town, just for the town, don't you think God can change your desires and your attitude towards your spouse or towards your job that you said you hate? What if God made you love it? What if the person you hate the most, your neighbor or churchmate or someone that's your enemy, what if God gifted you with a brand new perspective, a brand new friendship that your desire was to forgive that person? Hindi pinipilit, but you desire to forgive them. It's your joy. You're excited about forgiving them. 70 times 7. Would that be a miracle? I think that would be impossible, right? So if it's impossible, ang tawag doon, that which is impossible, pero nangyari, you call it a himala. Diba? Well, God is a God of mga himala. He's a God of miracles. He does that. Why not ask Him for that? Why not expect God to do an open heart surgery on you and change your heart? Because you cannot change your own heart, sa katunayan. You cannot. I cannot. That's something we cannot do. But, here we go. Ready? You can change your mind. All right, everybody repeat after me, because I want you to get this. When I change my mind, God will change my heart. One more time. When I change my mind, God will change my heart. When you change your mind, it's called repentance. It's the Bible word. But it means, you know, like if I was telling Bambi, Bambi, punta tayo sa McDo. E bago makarating sa McDo, sasabihin ko, no, I changed my mind. Punta tayo sa Jollibee. Okay? Very simple illustration. But you have the power to change your mind. You are not obligated to go any direction. You can change your mind. Mahirap baguhin ang desires mo. Mahirap baguhin ang feelings mo. Ang direction ng puso mo. But you have the control to make a decision in your mind and change your mind. And when you make that decision, God will start working. Ayon sa Philippians chapter 2, verse 13, God will work in you, giving you the desires to please Him and the ability to please Him. And what you now, I know that you say, well, bakit nagawa ko na lahat yan? Bakit mayroon pa rin akong maling desire? Because gaya ng sinabi ko last week, God is not the only one offering you desires. God is offering you right and pure desires. Sabay, the devil is also offering you twisted, corrupted, and toxic desires. So, anong gagawin mo? You get to choose. Yan ang maganda. You get to choose. God will not force you. He's giving you desires. You have right desires if you're in Christ. And you have the privilege every day to reject wrong desires. It's a privilege to say no to Satan. It strengthens your decision. It establishes your commitment to Christ. Listen to me very carefully. What you feed grows. What you starve dies. So if you feed yourself with the Word of God, your desire for the Word of God will grow. If you feed yourself times of prayer and fellowship and worship, what happens? Yung wrong desires will starve at mamamatay na ang maling desire. So, what you feed, gawin mo itong na sadya so that it will grow. Doing God's will is the one thing that brings satisfaction, no? Look at John chapter 4, verse 34. When it says, when Jesus said sa mga disciples niya, my food, o sa ibang translation, my nourishment, yung the thing that satisfies me, sabi ni Jesus, is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish and completely finish His work. So ang sabi ni Jesus, my satisfaction, the thing na napapatakbo ng buhay ko, the thing that I wake up for every morning, excited about, is to do my Father's will. And what was the Father's will? What is God's will until now? Go, make disciples. Win souls to Christ and make disciples. If you've never brought someone to Jesus, I guarantee you, there's a big satisfaction na may miss out mo. Invite someone with you and you will see ang gaan. There's pleasures forevermore. There's fulfillment and satisfaction. Because sabi ni Jesus, doing the will, bringing people to the Father, bringing people to God's house, yan ang kanyang nourishment. And I believe everyone here is wired by God. Nilikha ka ng Lord, not just to do a career, make money, kumain, at repeat. No, God has wired us to be fruitful, to multiply, and bring people to the Father for His glory. Okay, sabi ni Jesus, it brings my Father so much glory when you bear fruit. When you bring people to Him, you will not lose, you will win. Kung hindi pa si Jesus at ang kanyang mission, kung hindi pa iyan ang nagiging parang desire mo o gigil mo, it's understandable, naiintindihan ko. Kung parang deadma ka pagdating sa pag-invite or pag-attend ng cell group at deadma ka, I understand where you're coming from. But I'm telling you, once you receive the Father's love, once you dare to believe how much the Father loves you, how much God has forgiven all of your sin. He who has realized the great forgiveness of the Lord, he who has been forgiven much, what will he do? He will love much. Kung hindi ka pa talagang naranasan ng gigil or yung excitement na mag-engage sa Jesus' mission, it's probably because hindi pa na-overwhelm or hindi ka pa napuspus sa pag-ibig ng Diyos. Dare to believe and receive God's love and it will change you because the love of the Father will override the love of the world, which was the lust of eyes, the lust of the flesh. I don't have to teach you to stop lusting for things and sensual things. I don't have to teach you, stop acting arrogant, stop comparing yourself. We don't have to really bring a lot of rules and preachings against the system of the world. What I would rather do is just simply use the replacement technique. I would like for you to just insert God's perfect love. Kusa e exit ang maling desire. When you bring in radical love that God has for you, it will push out every lust that you have that is wrong. When you bring in God's amazing grace, it will override any trace of pride in your heart. The solution to an effortless, listen to me, did I say effortless? Wow, that's a strange word, right? Walang ka effort. The secret, I don't want to say secret, but the key, susi, to effortless change. Kung may inaamin mo, I need to change. I'm not right before the Lord. My heart is not right. My desires are not right. Ang pamumuhay ko, my lifestyle is got sinful. I'm unworthy. Let me share with you. By the way, you're very welcome here. Everybody's welcome. But if you say, I want to change. I don't like who I've become. I really want to change. But I can't. I've tried already. It doesn't, you know, I wish I could. No, listen. I'm giving you a key for effortless change. Because actually you cannot change yourself. You can't change your mind. When God changes your heart, but you receive God's perfect love, and it will drive out fear and pride, and every other competing lusts will be pushed out because God's love is stronger. God's forgiveness is the powerful force that will cleanse you. Titus chapter 2 says it's God's grace. When you get God's grace, it conditions you, it trains you to easily say no to ungodliness and worldly behavior. I'm telling you, come into the Lord and let His desires come into you. Let's pray together. And then Aimee's going to come and share some more with us. Father, I want what you want. Come on, say it with me. Say, I want what you want. Change my wrong desires. Give me the right desires. put your will in my heart and put me in the center of your will. I want to want what you want. Amen. 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 Amen.
Thank you very much, Pastor, for that really transforming word. Tunay nga na si God lang ang makakapuno sa atin. Only God can really fill our tank and, you know, bring spring to our walk. Na excited tayo araw-araw na i-face ang buhay. Diba? But for us who struggle, have difficulties in life and problems at the moment, o kaya you just feel wala ka naman problema but you feel empty. No, parang sabi mo, para saan ba na nabubuhay ako? When I was a high school student, that was my question. And God really slowly opened my eyes. Alam niyo, ang solusyon at ang kasagutan sa iyong hinihingi is exactly here. You are exactly in the right place. Because the one who holds the answer and the solution is here. Listen to the scriptures. John 3:16. Gayon na lamang ang pag-ibig ng Diyos sa sanlibutan kasama ka doon. Na ibinigay niya ang kanyang kaisa-isa at pinakamamahal na anak upang hindi ka mapahamak. Ngunit magkaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan. Ang mapahamak means mahiwalay tayo sa presensya ng Panginoon. Dahil yun ang kabayaran ng lahat ng pagkakamaling nagagawa natin at mga kasalanan. At ang walang hanggang buhay is exactly the opposite, no? Ang lagi nating mararanasan at makakapiling ang Panginoon. Napakasaya. At ito pa, no? Romans 8:32 says, "For God has proved His love by giving us His greatest treasure, the gift of His Son. And since God freely offered Him up as a sacrifice for us all, He certainly won't withhold from us anything else He has to give." Mga kaibigan at kapatid, Siya ang ating solusyon. Tama, no? Siya ay ating kakampi. Mahal na mahal tayo. Make it personal. Mahal na mahal ako ng Diyos. Amen? Ang Diyos na hindi nag-atubiling ibigay ang kanyang sariling anak upang iligtas ka sa bayad ng kasalanan na mahiwalay sa presensya niya, ay siya mismong parehong Diyos na may hawak ng solusyon sa problema mo. Ng solusyon o kasagutan sa mga tinatanong mo. At higit pa riyan, siyang may hawak sa maayos at masagana, the rich and abundant life that He has prepared for you. He is here and He is inviting you right now to a relationship with Him. It all starts with a relationship with Him. Isn't that nice? Isn't that awesome? No? Masaganang buhay ang gustong ibigay sa atin ng Panginoon. And if you say yes to that invitation, come, pray with me. Tayo po'y pumikit at talagang taimtim na manalangin. Sundan lang po ang aking panalangin. Ama, ako po'y nagbabalik loob sa inyo at pinagsisisihan ko ang aking mga kasalanan. Isinusuko ko ang aking buhay sa inyo. Salamat na hinugasan mo na ako sa pamamagitan ng dugo at buhay ni Kristo. namatay siya sa krus para sa akin. At siya'y muling nabuhay. Sa pangatlong araw, that signals my victory. Naniniwala ko sa aking puso. At pinapahayag ko sa aking mga bibig na siya ang aking tagapagligtas. Si Jesus ang aking hari. Maraming salamat. Tinatanggap kita, Jesus, as my Lord and Savior. Come and transform me. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Palakpakan natin. Hindi po bawal mapumalakpak. Panginoon.